Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, it's Christmas Eve. It's like, where did this whole year go? But anyways, I'm wishing everybody an incredible Christmas with lots of open arms and loving. And we are almost to the end of our year. So take that time to just really share love with everyone that you know. Life is very, very precious. And I just want to take a deep breath and say I appreciate all of you. And Tom, thank you so much for making my show just go on every week. And thank you to your family. And I wish you a Merry Christmas, too.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas from the Spence family to yours.
There you go. All right. Well, we have a great show, but I want to make sure that everybody knows how to hear it after it airs here on the radio. You can download my podcast, and that podcast is The Kim Pagano Show on all of your platforms. Please download us, and share the love. That's what it's all about. I also want to remind you that you can download our KVTA podcast, and or listen and stream us at kvta.com. We are all about the brighter side of life. And, of course, life happens to all of us, but it's how we walk through it. And, again, I'm so grateful that you're here. We always love to start our show with something uplifting. And a winner is a dreamer who never gave up. I love that because life, again, there's little obstacles in life, but it's all about how you just keep perceiving through it. So anyways, we've got a great show for you today, and I'm going to introduce our first guest, and that is Florence Ann Romano, and she's a child care village advocate and an author of Build Your Village, A Guide to Finding Joy, Community in Every Stage of Life. I love this because you know what? We all need a tribe. And I, you know, since this last couple of years of the pandemic, I don't have that huge tribe anymore. I'm sure I do, but, you know, we kind of all isolated a little bit. And so I love this topic, and I'm excited to share what Florence has. Florence, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be here. This is a wonderful way to spend Christmas Eve.
Oh, isn't it? I know. It's like a gift that we can share. I love my show. I love meeting people from all over the world. Where are you located?
I'm in Chicago.
Oh,
where it's okay. Very cold. Very, very cold and very, very snowy.
Okay.
Very magical,
I love it.
This time of the year.
Very cool. Very cool. So tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, how you became going through this journey and writing your book.
I was a nanny for over 15 years in my life. Yeah,
okay.
I took care of lots of children, lots of different families, and several years ago, I decided to write a children's book called Nanny and Me that helps children understand the transition of being cared for by your parents to being cared for by a nanny or a caretaker. And after that, it really kind of launched my advocacy for child care in the new millennium and family and village and community. And then the pandemic hit, and I started looking around and thought, gosh, the common denominator here is that everyone understands what it feels like to lose their people, to lose their village, to lose their community. We all remember what it was like to be, you know, isolated and all of these families who lost their babysitters or nannies or care providers or, you know, maybe their in-laws, their grandparents, whoever it was in their life that was helping them. That was all gone. And it started me really thinking about what village means and that saying that we all know so well, it takes a village to raise a child. I started thinking about that a little bit more and thought, gosh, if we cut that in half, and say it takes a village. I know a lot of people still associate that with raising children, but what about the people that don't have children? Don't those people deserve a village too? Don't those people deserve community too? In all different stages of life, and whether you decide to have children or not, however you design your life, you deserve to have your people. And so that started me thinking about writing this book, which now comes out in February 21st, Village. And
Is this your first book?
This is my second one now, but this one now is in personal growth versus doing a children's book. This one's a personal growth book. Mm-hmm. And in this book, I isolate six different villagers that you identify with, you want to be in other people's village and who they are in yours. And those are the tools to start building that village in your life.
I love it. I love it. You know what? It's funny, when you say personal growth, I think that we are here almost at the end of our year. Looking back, I always kind of take a little inventory of, you know, what do I want to do differently? What did I like that I did? What needs to, you know, how can I serve more people? There's just, you know, I really, my husband tells me I'm always like reexamining my life. And I really am. I'm always like, how can I better myself? And, you know, and I think that's really what you're speaking about.
And that, I love that idea, Kim, that you're talking about how can you better yourself? And one of the things I talk about in the book is how do we put the emphasis on other people? For me, I've always really tried. I don't always do it perfectly. I certainly don't do it perfectly every day, but I certainly do try to live a life in service of others in all the different forms that that means. It doesn't mean that you don't take care of yourself. It doesn't mean you don't practice self-care. It doesn't mean you don't put yourself first sometimes. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means how do we make sure that we have arms around people, that we're showing up for people, that we are working on putting others before ourselves in all the different capacities that we can. And also, to your point, though, of bettering yourself, I think that is how we do a lot of self-discovery, too, is by stepping outside of ourselves and wondering what can we offer to other people to make this world a better place, to keep turning it forward. And so there's a lot of self-discovery that comes with actually putting others before ourselves and putting the emphasis on philanthropy or charity or helping or being able to support people through the highs and lows of life. All of those things add up to exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I love it. I do want to say setting healthy boundaries, okay, is a huge thing because you definitely, however you look at it, people say grab your own oxygen, fill your own cup, you know, all those things have to happen because you could deplete yourself in a split second if you are not careful about filling your own cup, meaning, you know, for me, I haven't walked in, a couple days, and walking is like my food to my soul, okay?
I'm the same way. Oh, me
Are
too.
You? Okay.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, so I love that, and, you know, and listening to motivational tapes, and speaking to girlfriends or friends, just going, oh, gosh, you're feeling the same way? I feel so normal, you know? So it's just, you know, we all have to feel normalized, but with a boundary. And so I know you talk about that in your book, right?
Yes. The idea of also what you're describing of making you feel like you're not alone in it or that you're not this crazy person, right? That this
Correct.
Is the only
yes.
one that's going through this. I think, you know, in life, we all want to be seen, heard, and understood on whatever level that is. Mm-hmm. And having community hopefully does make you feel those three things, but also makes it feel like it's manageable, that you can survive certain things. And I think we've all been there with people as they've gone through things that are impossible and that are heartbreaking, that are trying. And we, as I think most human beings are drawn to. We are drawn to fixing something. We want to always fix it. And that's not always the case in life. There isn't always a solve. There isn't always a solution. But what we can offer is walking through something with someone, being with them through something. And that's something my friends and I say to each other. You know, when there isn't a solution and I can't fix the problem for them, usually it's as simple as me sending a text message that says "with you" with like a little heart emoji, just so they remember that someone's thinking about them, that I am here if you want to talk, you want to vent, or you just don't want to feel alone. And I think those small things are what lead to these very big results in our lives. And it makes life that much easier to navigate when we know we have that support system. But to your point of boundaries, though, that's the second half of it. You know, when we have to put up or establish boundaries with people and someone gets mad about the boundary, generally, Kim, that means that the boundary was needed in the first place if someone's
wow.
getting mad about it.
That's awesome, right? You know what? I want to talk about this because so many times people just don't know how to do self-care and also grace, okay? Really giving themselves grace. Mm-hmm. If there's something that you're feeling and you're like, this is just ridiculous that I'm going through this. And it's like, no, it's not. It's a real feeling. And accept your feeling and also honor your journey and yourself of like, that's, you're in the exact perfect timing for what you're supposed to be feeling right now. But when we fight it and we don't accept it, then it, that's when we feel like, okay, we want to be perfect. We, you know, I mean, there's things that we do that are, it really, it's like, you have to be your own best friend.
You do. I mean, the person you spend the most time with that you'll ever spend the most time with in your life is yourself. And you do have to show up for yourself. You do have to advocate for yourself. But going back to the idea of the feeling, you know, the feeling is never wrong. This is what we teach children. It's never wrong for you to feel something, for you to have an emotion attached to something. What becomes an issue is the reaction to the feeling. That is what
there you go.
Gets us in trouble, right?
I love
and
it.
So,
yeah.
You know, you get upset about something. It's okay to be upset about something, but it's not okay to go over there and take it out on that person that you love and scream at them or berate them or disparage them, belittle them, things like that. You know, we all make mistakes. We've all been there where we say things out of anger we don't mean, or we're taking it out because we're kind of cranky that day or whatever it is. But realizing, though, that it's okay to feel something and acknowledge that feeling. And someone said to me once, and I thought it was a really beautiful image, is it's like you're sitting on a river and you see a leaf on top of the water that comes in before you, and it's just kind of floating and then it disappears. And the same thing is for a thought or feeling. And maybe you don't want to feel that way. Maybe it's sadness. Maybe that leaf represents sadness to you. And you see that leaf come. And you acknowledge it, you realize you feel sad, you sit with that sadness for a minute or however long it is, but then you let it go and, you know, kind of just make its way down the rest of the river and disappear. If we don't do that, if we don't acknowledge what we are feeling and we don't teach ourselves how to do that and teach children how to do that, then that becomes so difficult in our life in terms of obstacles emotionally, because then you're never really processing everything. Then you're never going to be able to be there to support other people because you don't know how to do that for yourself. And you're constantly, like you said, berating yourself over feeling a certain way instead of acknowledging that it's okay and it's normal and then letting it go and working through it. We can't do that for other people. We can't help other people work through those feelings if we don't know how to do that for ourselves and give ourselves that grace.
I love that. Amen to that right there. Okay, so let me ask you, okay, let's just share some ways that we can self-care. I know you talk about hydrating. I mean, that's like such an easy thing. What? People don't drink water and hydrate their body. It's the biggest thing that we need to do to stay healthy. also eating healthy, just stopping anywhere because you don't have enough time, but you're not really considering your health, your body. Sleep. Oh my God, I used to think I was like a champion because I barely slept. I was going 24/7, okay? And then I realized how important sleep is. It's like like your time to, like, your whole body to just rest, regroup, and you could actually work harder if you do that. So that was a big thing for me, you know. And then again, like we talked about, moving your body. You know, those are all things that you are self-serving to yourself and helping yourself.
And it's the small things, right? Like, as you are listing off all that, I'm sure people are out there and like, well, that all seems very simple. Well, isn't that the truth? Isn't it supposed to be the simplicity usually that leads to the biggest results? But those are all actionable things that we can do. In my book, at the end of each chapter, I have gut checks and action steps. The gut checks are to help you figure out what did I learn in this chapter that's resonating with me? And then the action steps, what can I do today to actually put this chapter or the content of this chapter into action? And how is it digestible, really snackable stuff that I can do that's easy, not a heavy lift? And I only mention that because it should be that way. We don't want to feel overwhelmed by the amount of work that needs to be done in order for us to reach these results. Anything we look for in life, generally we're looking for something that is going to be able to plug into our lives that's manageable, because everything else is so busy and so crowded that we need to be able to do things in this digestible way. And so those things that you just mentioned, whether it's sleep or hydrating, again, we're always talking about the small things that lead to big results. And someone said to me once, okay, what if you concentrated for like the next 3 months on just these very small things? What would be the result of that? And I really loved it. I thought, you know what? That is something I can try and do. I am going to try the sleep thing, the hydrating thing, the making better choices, you know, in terms of eating. And how am I going to feel at the end of those 3 months? And the truth is, you start feeling those effects right away. After a few days, even a week, you're like, gosh, I do have more energy. I have a little more of a sparkle in my eye. I'm able to handle stress a little bit better. You start taking that inventory of yourself, and it's amazing. Those small things.
I love that. What is that for you? Take one day at a time and start down this. Florence, this has been a pleasure. I wish you a Merry Christmas and your family. And how do we find your book?
You could go right on my website, florencesand.com, or anywhere books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere. You can pre-order it right now ahead of that February 21st date. And please find me on social media, Florence San Romano. I'm here as your virtual village. Please DM me. I answer every single one, and I will always make sure you feel like you have arms around you.
I love that. I love that. And definitely reach out to me so we can be in touch again. And I just want to say to everybody to just honestly take a deep breath, schedule some pampering time for yourself, maybe a pedicure. I just went and got a pedicure, my nails done. Just even sit in a sauna, take some time to just be with you and honor this transportation that God gave us to walk through this life. So again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And we're going to take a really quick break. I've got some more amazing guests, and I'm so glad that you are all here.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for tuning in here every Saturday and wishing you a happy and Merry Christmas. And of course, my next guest is Kathleen DeLong. She is with Wealth Management Expert, managing LA's investments during economic uncertainty. We're going to talk a little bit more and see what can we do during this time that is so different than any other.
Thank you, Kim. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And of course, I know you've been in the business for a long time, so you've got some experiences of the ups and downs and all that good stuff. So please share.
Yes, thank you. Happy to. So I started with Merrill Lynch in 2004 in the advisor training program. I was an advisor for 13 years and then 5 years ago went into management. So I am the what we call the market executive for West Los Angeles, and I have a parent office in Beverly Hills and another office in Century City and a third in Santa Monica, and I have three other market executives that cover the LA area as well.
Love it. So you've got some experience under your belt, as they say. So let me ask you, this year has been a tough year, but not only just because of the markets, just because of the pandemic, there's lots of things in, and just the fluctuation of the up and down, interest rates are rising again. They just, you know, I guess raised them again. And what's your thoughts on it? What should we make of all of that?
Right. Yeah. Great question, Kim. And it certainly is on a lot of people's minds.
Thank you. You're
absolutely right. Yeah. It's been a lot, right? Between the volatility and the stock market. I mean, it's pretty much unheard of what we've experienced with not only the stock market, but with the bond market at the same time. We haven't experienced something like this in probably about 50 years. And then to your point, you couple that with the interest rate hikes, the Fed rate hikes that we've had, the 40-year high in inflation. It's a lot for people to hear. It's a lot for them to try to digest. And then even more so, it's a lot for them to understand. So here in Los Angeles, we find that our clients are primarily concerned with what's important to them, and rightly so. So we work and we spend a lot of time with our clients understanding what their goals are and helping them plan. We have great modeling tools that we use to help them that take these market considerations into consideration and model that through for them. So what's most important is having them connected to an advisor that they feel connected with that can help them weather the
Let me ask you, okay, so, you know, for people that are retiring, they don't have a lot of time left. And, you know, if they've set their savings and their financial goals and now things have changed so much, what would you share with them?
Yeah, so it's, again, for people entering retirement, it could be even a little bit more scary at this time with everything that's going on. But I'll come back to having that plan, having that course helps you weather through that. Obviously, there's things to take into consideration. Our advisors have access to what we call our chief investment office, who are really the professionals behind making our portfolios for us and looking at the markets and so forth. And so the advisor is the conduit to that expertise that we have. And so it's really customized to what's important to that individual, how well they've saved, when they look to actually retire, what their spending is. So it really is customized, but it all will come back to that plan and having that goal and being able to articulate that and stay that course.
Wow, I love that. And for anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way and just tuning in right now, you are talking with the Kim Pagano Show, of course, and we are so grateful that you've tuned in here. And, of course, we're talking with Kathleen DeLong, and she is a wealth management, giving us really great just thoughts on how to waver through the rest of this year and into the new year. And you know what's interesting? It just feels like the demand for a financial advisor has grown significantly. And so what is driving that growth here?
Yes, all those things that we talked about and with the pandemic, recent Merrill research actually has shown that nearly half of unadvised affluent Americans, they're taking that search for a financial advisor even more seriously. So there always was that need for the advisor, but even more so now, people want someone that they can talk to, they can sit down with, and have that human aspect and really talk about what's important to them. And you'll only get that with sitting down with a financial advisor.
I love that. And if someone doesn't have an advisor, how do they get one? How do they go about finding one? It's almost like a therapist in a sense, right? But a therapist for your money.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And in the past, we've always found that people have found advisors either through a referral, whether that's a family member, a friend, a business connection that they have. But like things, you know, have evolved, so has the way people are looking for advisors. So as you can imagine, with the internet and online access, we have a lot of people that are looking to find an advisor online. So Merrill has recently launched a tool to help people find an advisor, and it's called Advisor Match. And if I could, I'll share how to get there. It's ml.com/, perfect, thank you. So ml.com/advisor. and advisor is spelled ADVISOR match. So again, it's ml.com advisor match. Yeah, and it's great. It's very simple questions that someone will go through, what's important to them, and then they get matched with an advisor. That advisor contacts them, and then they start the conversation. It's been working really well, and it's really neat to see and be a part of.
I love that. Kathleen, and of course, you are with Beverly Hills Market Executive, right? And so, I mean, the experience of 18 years doing this, what should we, as we head into 2023, what should people be focused on financially in the new year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, all the things that we talked about earlier, I mean, they're real. They're things that are happening. What I would say is to have someone who can help you navigate through that, understand what's the noise, what's real, but really, again, coming back to what's important to you. And it really is customizing to your personal experiences, your personal risk tolerance, putting that plan in place, checking with that plan, rebalancing when needing to, and that all comes from our chief investment office, building the portfolios for us and giving that guidance. But it's really important to be connected with an advisor who you're comfortable with. And we have such a diverse group of advisors here at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. We're very proud of that. And so we know that there is a home for everyone here at Merrill. Whether the dollar amount that you have at Bank of America Merrill Lynch, you know, we're here to help people. And it's really important for us to help everyone here in the Los Angeles area navigate through this.
I love it. Kathleen, happy holidays to you, and thank you so much for this great information. Please share our show with everyone, and, of course, download our podcast. And, of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Kathleen, enjoy, and thank you again.
Thank you, Kim. Have a happy holiday.
You too. Thank you.
Great. Kathleen had some great ideas. And of course, now our next guest, Annabelle Plum, is going to talk to us about keeping our kids busy over the holiday break. Some really good ideas. You know, we all love to have our kids home, but what do we do with them? So she's going to give us some great ideas. Let's welcome her.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we're talking about holidays, and of course our kids have off of school, but sometimes that doesn't really give the parents a break either, right? So we've got to find things to do, and I'm sure you've got some great things that won't break the bank. So again, joining me is Annabelle Blum, and welcome. You've got a huge, huge following, and I know that people look up to you, so I appreciate you being here. Talk to us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk to you today about these holiday tips and how to make a holiday routine works for your kids and for us and adults, and enjoy this holiday break.
There you go. And Annabelle, do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have two bonus kids because we don't like the word stepchildren, and I have one of my own. So I have to be.
What did you call them?
Bonus kids.
Bonus. I love that. That's so.
Yeah, my bonus kids. They are, but they are already adults. One is 21 and the other one is 19. And my son is 12.
Ah, there you go. I love it. So, okay. So what are some of the things that we can get them involved in and maybe even giving back and actually just really making some great memories?
Well, they are a lot of things we can do together with them. But the first thing I need to recommend you and your audience is to be sure to have a plan in advance. You know why? Because kids can be very nice. And I love my kids. But when they don't have like a specific plan to do, they start acting like, with moods and things that we really don't want. So make sure to have plans for the upcoming day, because with those plans, there are no room for boredom. That's like the first thing I want you to remember for this holiday season.
Okay, that's a good one. How about getting the whole family involved?
I didn't hear you again.
Whole family involved. Yes, what about getting the whole family involved?
Oh, there are so many things you can do, of course, if you want to do things with your family. I have like three recommendations for you. And the fourth one is one of my favorite ones, which is the first one, check out your local library. You can go the whole family with your kids, of course, because there are so much more to the library than just books. Many offer free passes to visit museums, the zoo, or other attractions in your city. This one, I know you're going to love one. With the new year right around the corner, one of my favorite ideas is to have your kids building a time capsule with things that remind them of the past year. They can put pictures, special mementos, and also write a note to their future selves. It's so much fun to open this in 2, 5, or even 10 years. With the whole family, you can do a scavenger hunt. That's always, always a blast. The kids and their friends will love it. And you can make a whole night of it with hot chocolate and s'mores at the end. And another thing that it's really like dear to my heart is to volunteer. It costs nothing. And it's one of the most rewarding things you can do with your kids.
I love all those ideas. And you know what? One of my sons actually did the time capsule. And it is really cool to see where you were at that time and, you know, and to do it with all your family. And it's just a great, that's great. I love that. And what a way to start or end the year with that. Talk about reward programs. How about that? Some of us forget about that we even have, rewards that we haven't used, right?
Yes, I was about to talk to you about this because many, many times we don't look into rewards programs and we need to really pay attention to it. Like those, your credit card offers, even your mobile or internet provider nowadays has great programs available. For example, we are Xfinity customers, so we have access to tons of free perks through Xfinity Rewards, such as exclusive experiences, activity books for kids, cooking classes, free movie passes. And on top of that, each weekend from now until December 31st, Xfinity Reward members can redeem a $1 movie rental and Xfinity will make a matching donation to build.org up to $100,000. So it's a nice way to spend time with your family. Yes, yes, that's really nice.
Wow. And so, Annabelle, how do my listeners find out more about that? And do they have to join a club or how does that work?
It's really, really easy. And I'm going to explain you why. Xfinity Rewards was built around a very simple idea. Xfinity wanted to create a program that gives back to their customers just for being customers. It's like the Xfinity's way of saying thank you for trusting every one of us as customer for our business. So the only thing you need to do is be an Xfinity customer and go to xfinity.com/rewards. And that's it. You don't need to do anything extra to get rewards, and there are no strings attached, which I love.
Yeah, I love that too. So, well, again, Annabelle, thank you so much for sharing some of these great ideas of really bringing the kids together, bringing the family together, and keeping our kids busy over the holiday break. And happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays. And I was thrilled to be here with you today. Thank you.
Thank you. Annabelle, share our show and let's connect on social. And of course, thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Thank you.
I love it. Thank you.
Our next guest is Santa. And of course, he is water wise, and he's currently talking about some fantastic native plants that we can plant because water is the season for giving, and California needs the gift of conservation. So we're going to talk to Santa a little bit more and find out what ideas we can do to help ourselves.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about why this. We're so busy at this time of year. Season giving and California needs of conservation. So talked about, we don't really know how important it is to save money and water. And of course, there's a lot of plants that actually can do that, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah, so despite heavy rains or a big snowstorm, California is actually facing a new water reality. So I've been working with Save Our Water to remind Californians that because of climate change and extreme wet to extreme dry weather, we need to always conserve, and there's a lot that we can still do to do our part. Our hotter, drier climate and reduced water supply are forcing Californians to think, live, and act differently. And yes, those plants do make a big difference.
That's great. You know what's funny? You start to see more and more and more people taking out their traditional that you find out, at least in California, and now it's going to definitely, water-wise, I guess, lawn care.
Yeah.
And what advice does water-wise Santa have today?
So I think that it's important to think about native and water-wise plants. So water-wise yards and gardens can be diverse, functional, and beautiful spaces without a large green lawn and thirsty flower beds. California landscaping can be varied and beautiful, and that's why the Save Our Water campaign is reminding people that there are small changes that we can make in the yard to contribute to a more water-wise future.
And you can like a beautiful landscape, right? You know what's funny is I used to think it's years ago when we had just got home and put a whole landscaping in, and there was one couple that had basically a one, and we were like, oh my God, why would they do that? And here they are. They're well ahead of the game, okay? And so I find it funny that,
yes,
you know, some people, and there are beautiful plants and roses even
yes,
are beautiful. So talk to us a little bit about that.
So right now I'm in a beautiful garden, but even if you have a patio garden box, there are lots of water-wise planting solutions that are beautiful, affordable, and easy to maintain. And the great thing is that using California native plants and water-wise flowers in your garden allows your landscaping to go from surviving to thriving. Not only are they beautiful and water smart, but they're also a great resource for birds, bees, and butterflies.
Okay, I like that. So how can actions take today help with our future water needs for later?
Yes. So the thing is that the little changes in what we do every day actually make the biggest difference. So, for example, if it's raining, let's turn off those sprinklers for at least 2 days. When we're cleaning,
okay,
use a broom, not water, to clean sidewalks and driveways. When we're doing laundry, make sure that you're washing with full loads. And here's an amazing water-wise fact. The dishwasher actually uses less water than hand-washing your dishes.
Oh, wow, that's a big deal. Okay, because you have it running the whole,
yes,
time you're washing. Unless, maybe like, you know, years ago we used to make a, you know, kind of fill up the sink, right, and wash in there. But that's probably not as, you know, sanitary. So you're right. So they've made these dishwashers so good. Santa, I love all of your tips, and we're talking about, for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, we're,
yes,
talking about saving our water, and there is a nonprofit Save Our Water campaign going on, and how do we find out more about this, and how do we get in some of the state deals?
Oh, amazing. So to learn more about saving our precious water, please go to saveourwater.com for any tips about how to be more conscientious and how to contribute to making California a more water-friendly and water-wise state.
I love it. Santa, thank you. You come in all shapes and sizes and all tips and prizes. So I love that. So this was really fun. And thanks again for doing your part in our world here in California. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Kim. Ho, 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 and happy holiday to you.
You got it. Take care. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
My next guest is Matt Grimata. And, of course, Money Talks is what he's going to be talking about. And this is such a great time for the holiday season to present families with countless teachable moments. I love what Matt's going to talk about, and we talked a little bit briefly before. Let's welcome Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Kim. How you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for being here. And I love this season, the holiday season. It actually is there's a lot of countless teachable moments, especially when it comes to money, as I'm like you know, our kids are older now, and so I'm kind of going, okay, you want to go buy your own things, right? But I love to still give a couple gifts. But I love that you, and let's introduce you, Matt Grimata is joining us today. You are actually the head of family and student banking at Chase. And so whether they're like maybe their first bank account or starting maybe a savings for college or whatever it is, it's like spend a little and put a little away, right?
That's exactly it. It's about creating those habits.
I love it, creating a habit. And we can do that right now in the holidays. So I love it. Let's talk a little bit. And I know that you guys actually put together kind of a money talks, right? I love that.
Yeah. We've heard from our customers that we can do more to help them break down into all this easy stuff, right, and just make it so much easier to think about their own money and then also, of course, like bring it to their kids, talk to their kids.
Right. I think that's really important. And the other thing that I really want to share is so many people want to keep up with other families. And we have to just know, like, what is our own budget, right? What are we going to feel comfortable spending and not at the end going, oh, gosh, I have all this stuff to pay back. I mean, talk to us a little bit about that.
Wow. That is, doesn't that happen every holiday, right, where you're it's so easy to get ahead of yourself, whether you're comparing yourself to somebody else or not. It's so tough. Mm-hmm. But you know what? The holidays also give us so many opportunities to start conversations with our families about money. And let's be honest, there are things we can do right now as families, even this close to the holiday. So, for example, if you already have a budget, by the way, great job. Check in on the budget, see where you are, and see how much you have left through the end of the year. If maybe you're more like me and you still have a few things left to do and a few things left to buy,
I'm right there with you, Matt.
It's hard to admit, but it's true. So, look, there are some great deals out there. And I think a lot of folks don't realize that their bank can help them save money. At Chase, we have Chase Offers, which allows you to apply discounts to your Chase credit card or your Chase debit card and save on purchases with your favorite retailers.
Tell us about that, because I actually bank with Chase. So there you go.
Well, thank you for that. Essentially, you can go into your Chase app. You can look at the merchants that have discounts available. You turn that discount on, and it applies automatically the next time you shop. It's amazing.
Oh, wow. That's a huge thing right there. Thank you for sharing that. So, and so I have their app. So where do you go on your app, Chase, and look for those deals?
So it depends. Luckily, we have the benefit of having customers who have bank accounts with us and credit cards with us and both, maybe even a home loan.
Right.
So the Chase app changes based on what you have with us. So to ensure all your listeners can find this, the best thing that you can do is often on the home screen, you scroll to the bottom and Chase Offers is there for many customers.
Okay. Okay. I love that. What a great, that's right there, a little budget going on and you're already using your app to do that. So I love it. What about setting financial goals for the new year? And anybody could do that at any age, correct?
Oh, my gosh, yes, right? And it's that intentionality, right? That's so important. And the new year provides a milestone to do it, right? And those milestones are so helpful because it provides an opportunity to repeat when we're talking to our families, for example, right? Where maybe you set your own goals, but maybe that's an opportunity to talk with your family, your kids, about how they can set their goals, right? And how to save, how to plan for it. And then you can use milestones throughout the year. So, for example, end of the school year graduation or back to school or maybe when your kid gets their first job or a different job. That's another moment to go back and check in on the goal, check in on how everybody's doing against that goal. It's that repetition that matters to setting the habits.
I love that. I love that. And talk to us what Chase has for like products and resources to set families up for financial success.
So everything we do really comes back down to how kids learn, right? And we believe that kids learn best by, number one, by doing, and two, by having conversations with adults in the moment. And so with those two ideas, first, for younger kids, we built Chase First Banking, and it comes with a debit card for kids and total control over spending and pretty much everything for parents. But you know what it does is allows kids to learn by doing. They learn the value of money by being able to use it in small ways that parents can control. Sure, they can get their allowance there. They can manage their chores in Chase or Spanking. But it gives them an opportunity to learn by doing and parents to have those conversations. For older kids, there's high school checking. Chase High School Checking is co-owned with parents, so parents can kind of continue to monitor what's going on if their kids are in high school. If your kids are out of high school and off to college, we have college checking. And for those two products, kids can do the things that we know they need and want to do, right? Send money to friends and family via Zelle, check their balances, make payments, all from within that Chase app. And those moments give parents a chance to check in with them, again, about, right, spending, savings habits, thinking potentially about budgeting.
I love it. Matt, I always love talking to you, and super great, you know, holiday ideas here, but they're teachable, and that's what it's all about. I wish you a happy holiday, and again, how do my listeners find out more about what we talked about here?
Well, they can visit chase.com/student banking.
There you go. Matt Grimata, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Kim, thanks for having us. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
My last guest is Nupar Davis. And, of course, you know, here we all are buying all these different things that we don't even know if we are cyber safe, the security officer for Comcast, and we're going to find out how to protect our homes and our softwares and all that good stuff.
Welcome, everyone. And, of course, we all are connected to devices throughout our homes, computers, cell phones, TVs, doorbells, garage door openers. The list goes on. And today, joining me is Nupar Davis, the Executive Vice President of Chief Information Security and Product Privacy. And we're going to find out a little bit about some of our risks and, of course, potential cyber threats. And we need to know if our homes and our devices are really secure. So let's welcome Nupar. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, how you got involved in this and of course, Comcast cable business.
Yeah, you know, Comcast has, this is our second cyber health report. The first one was published 2 years ago. And in those 2 years, what we found is the number of connected devices in our customers' homes went up by 25%. That was surprising. Of course, the threats increased at the same time. So in the 5 years that our X-Fi advanced security product has been working, we have blocked now 10 billion threats into our customers' homes. And the other really interesting piece of information we found is that each home, on average, faces about 23 unique threats a month. And the actual number of threats, that is a lot. And the actual number is probably 2 to 3 times as much because, you know, a unique threat is actually used multiple times to attack a home. So, yeah, very interesting data.
And now, of course, a lot of people, you know, through the holidays, they purchase a lot of new different devices for the holidays, right? And are we more susceptible to cyber threats with those?
Yeah, you know, some type of devices are more vulnerable. So these include, you know, computers, laptops, tablets, cameras. But then there are devices that you may not think about, like, you know, a drone or your baby's swing that is connected to the network or smart light bulbs. And all of those are also vulnerable. This is why it's so important to have something that is built into your gateway, like our advanced security is. So it just protects everything that connects to the Wi-Fi in your home. And so whether it is more susceptible, more visible or less visible, we try to protect it.
Wow. Okay. So, and it obviously the younger generation are a little bit more tech savvy, but you're talking about, okay, a baby swing or those smart light bulbs, you know, what should we be doing?
Well, there are 5 things that we can do to protect ourselves. One is use strong passwords wherever you can. Use multi-factor authentication wherever you can. Turn on your devices to in auto update mode so that if there is a patch, like for that baby swing, that device gets patched automatically and you're more secure. Know what devices in your home are talking to the internet. And then finally, I think we can all be more cyber savvy, you know, learn more. Just learn how to be safer. You know, again, don't let all this paralyze you. You know, have something like the XFi Advanced Security product that protects your devices, and then just do these five things and you will be more secure.
I love it. I mean, really good information. And for our listeners that are, like you just said, don't let it paralyze you, but how do they, you know, because there's such great technology out there for us to live a little easier life, but it is scary because you are vulnerable. So where can my listeners find out more?
Yes, please go to comcastcorporation.com/cyberhealthreport. And there is a lot more information in that report.
Okay, perfect. And is there one setting that each person should, is it just about doing the updates, or is there one setting that everybody should really look for that would kind of protect them?
Yes, I think auto update is, you know, most responsible people who make devices will, if a vulnerability comes up or if they learn of one, they'll patch their devices. And you want your device to be just updated with those patches as soon as they happen. So yes, that would be my number one recommendation.
So just make sure that they're auto, yeah, update. So I love that. Yes. Nupar Davis, thank you so much for sharing some great tips with us. Happy holidays. And again, thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to thank all of you. And again, wishing you all a very healthy and happy Merry Christmas. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Every strike brings me closer to a home run. We'll talk to you next week.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.